Jesus sent the disciples and told them, said, hey, ask the master of the house, do you have a guest chamber? Man, get a hold of this with me here for just a moment. I know I'm not even to my message yet, but just grab a hold of this before we go on in. Is that there was a place that was already made up with Jesus' name on it, and he didn't have to request it. I'm here to tell you that there's a place. There's a miracle in the making. He's an on-time God when it seems he's 4 days late. He's right on time. I'm here to tell you when the Roman soldiers thought, amen, we've made it 2.5 days in. There's no way he's going to come out of this place. It's locked up, tied up, tangled up. There's no way we've got our seal. But I'm here to tell you, when that third day rolled around, amen, Jesus Christ kicked open the door and said, I'm coming out. I'm going to prepare a place. Amen. An encounter with Timothy Byron. I've made a place for Sister Bethany's healing. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, he's the author, the finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end. And here tonight at Calvary Lighthouse Church, there's something with your name on it. There is a place. Hallelujah. Man, it feels good up here. He sent the disciples, said, good man, do you have a place? He said, yes. And the table's already spread. What do we find? Jesus goes in. He breaks the bread. He blesses it. And then he girds himself up with a cloth to go and show forth just how much he had prepared. He was not only the master. Get a hold of this. He was not just the master, but he was also the servant. Don't get so comfortable in your place thinking, I've finally reached a place where I am a master in what God has called me in. I have no need to move because God will move to where I am because of my experience. Jesus Christ showed us what it meant to gird himself up and to be the servant, the lowest place to go down and wash the filth from the disciples' feet. He had everything prepared. Amen. Hallelujah. If this ain't for nobody, it's for me. Amen. Let's go ahead and get into the word tonight. I know I've already been breaking it and I've been, amen, sending it out, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ has something for us. Amen. This is going to go right along with it. Amen. If you would turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter number 2 and verse number 1. When you have it, say amen. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. Now, Calvary Lighthouse, what's been going on in this house? Right. Titus, what happened in this house last Tuesday night? Was somebody here?
Yes.
Who was here?
Someone off the street.
Oh, someone off the street. That is true. Hey, and if you would have been here, my goodness. What drawed that man off the street, Titus?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost was in the house. Who's the one that Jesus Christ sent back in his place? The Holy Ghost. So we find here that Jesus was in the house. It was noised abroad. Everybody knew that Jesus was in the house. And straight away, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. You ever been in a place where it's just so jam-packed? Just can't squeeze in. You can't get any closer. It's just, this is as good as it's going to get. Anybody ever been to a restaurant? you made reservations and it's just still full. You're like, am I ever going to get my spot? That's where we're at. We find that there was no room to receive them. Not so much. And so much there was no room to receive them, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And they could not come nigh unto him for the press. So look what happened. They said, we can't get to Jesus. But yet, we can hear his preaching. We could go into one of the other Gospels and we find that the presence of God was there to heal. It was present to heal. And nobody was being healed. The man that was looking for a miracle was stuck outside. We find that these four men, they went up on the roof. They uncovered it where he was and just got lucky right where Jesus was. Like, oh, we're going to tear the roof off right here. And boom, there's Jesus right in the middle. Hey, fellas, let him on down. The place where there was no room. Man, amen. And there he was, and he had broken it up, and they let down the bed wherein the sick of palsy lay. And Jesus saw their faith and said unto the sick of palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Verse number 12, and immediately he arose and took the bed and went forth before them. All in so much where they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it in this fashion. Amen. Let's all bow our heads here this evening. Brother Jason, will you please pray over the reading of God's word? Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Let's throw the title up there, Sister Lindsay. I want to simply preach on this thought, a place prepared for you. Now, you know why I was so wound up in the beginning? Because Jesus had prepared a place. Amen. There was somebody else that done the work, but Jesus knew about it. Because there was a place in that man's heart, no doubt. There was a guest room that was ready. We find that this man that was born of four had a need. But there was no room. I heard a story here the other day of a man and his wife that they went and they had reserved a table at this well-known restaurant. They walk in, Brother Jason, they've made reservations, and they get there, and the hostess says, can I help you? Gives them her name, says, we have a reservation. Just flew out of the coop there. We have a reservation for two. Oh, yes, I see your name here on the list. It'll be just a few moments. 22 moments, minutes later. It felt like moments. You ever had one of them? Like, is this moment ever going to end? He's probably got that right now. This guy just, hush. 22 minutes later, another couple come in. Said, yes, a party of two. Oh, yes, come right here. We've got a table already. Right in front of this couple that had called ahead and made reservations. So the man's wife looks at him and gives him the look like, you better get him or I'm going to. I have that look all the time. I'm going to get him. And my wife's like putting the choker on. I don't think so. You don't believe me, you ask Brother Jason. He rides with me from time to time. I kind of get that way too. So he gets up there to the hostess stand. He says, ma'am, there is a problem. Oh, what's the problem, sir? He said, we've been here for 22 minutes, and you just gave my table away. Well, it's going to be another 15 or 20 minutes. Not, I'm sorry. Not, let me get the manager. Let me give you a free voucher. Nothing. Just rude. And the man says, I need to see your manager. The lady turns to the other woman at the hostess station and says, this man needs help. The lady walks up there and says, is there a problem? He said, yes, ma'am, there is. Can I help you? No, ma'am, you cannot. I need to speak to the manager. Well, let me see. He said, no, I need to speak to the manager. Now realize this. I've got a spiritual direction we're going to go with this. We have a manager that we can go to. But sometimes we get stuck on just arguing and dealing with the little things in life instead of going to the boss. So finally, the manager appears after about 5 minutes. He was hung up doing some other things. He comes up. He says, "Yes, sir." He's like, "Is there a problem?" He said, "Yes, sir, there is. There's a big problem." "Well, what happened?" He said, "Well, we had made reservations, and 22 minutes in, another couple comes in, and this hostess gives our table to somebody else." The manager looks at the hostess and says, "Is this correct?" She said, "Well, yes, sir, it was. But we have no more tables." He said, "Well, you get these people a table now." She said, "Sir, there is no more tables." He said, "I don't care where you find a table, but you find a table right now. You clear out space and you make a place for this couple, not in 10 minutes, not in 5 minutes, but right now." And immediately they were seated in their place, free dessert vouchers and whatever else they wanted on the house. Why did this happen? They were looked over. But when the manager got on the scene, he made sure that there was room for them. I'm here to tell you that we have a reservation. If we have given our heart and our life to Jesus Christ, we have a reservation. And there is no way we're going to stand and argue with the enemy and say, "Well, I got a place." Because we just got to ask out and call out upon heaven, because there is a place prepared for you. We find that this man had a need, and his friends wanted to carry him there, but they couldn't. But we find that there was a whole bunch of church people that was in blocking the way. Amen. Who are you going to be here tonight? Are you going to be somebody that's going to just fill a void and just soak up some good preaching? Or are you going to be somebody that realizes that you've got a reservation, that you've got a place that is prepared for you, that there is a table with your name on it? I'm here to tell you by the glory of God and the Holy Ghost that there is a place, there is a healing, there is a way maker in the house. Amen. And that answer has got your name on it. Amen. Here tonight, Brother Rick, there's a name tag with Anthony's name on it. But we've got to move from the place of complacency into the place of preparedness, where Jesus has a table. We find the moment that the roof was open, that there was a space that was made. You're not getting it tonight. When the roof was opened, people moved out of the way. Sometimes we use the excuse, "Well, there's just nobody at the altar. I just can't go. What are they going to think?" Who cares? You've got an appointment with the King of Kings. There's a place at the table with your name at it. Amen. I'm here to tell you, I was raised in a house, whenever company came over and it was dinner time, whether we expected them or not, there was always an extra chair at the table. We were crowded, but there was always an extra chair. Always. My mom buy a table, Brother Jason. New table. Nice chairs. She would always keep some of the old ones. Or at least one. And I'd be like, "Why are you keeping that stuff, Mom?" But we'd have the folding chairs or the camp chairs. Some kind of extra chair that did not belong. But it was in case we didn't have enough seating. There was always a place that could be prepared. There's a place that is prepared for you tonight. So many times we get comfortable. We get complacent. "Oh, it's just Sunday night. It's Mother's Day." Mothers, let me tell you, you are in charge of a great task. You are. You spend more time with the children than the fathers do. A great task. As long as you always show them the proper way to prepare the their hearts for the master's service. It will always be a job well done. Whenever worship starts, let you mothers be the first ones to encourage your children to rise first. Training a child up in the way they should go when they get old, they're not going to depart from it. But instead, there's something that just keeps them held back. I just got to praise the Lord. Why? Because He's done so much for me. I just got to stand up and testify. Why? Because He's done so much for me. I just got to do something. I just got to move. I just got to shake. Amen. From my place of complacency and find myself up at the front, allowing a holy God, amen, and a Holy Ghost to saturate me. I better tell you, Tuesday night, we seen that. We seen young people running around the church getting filled with the Holy Ghost and refilled. Amen. With nobody else doing anything but the Holy Ghost. Why? Because there's a place that's prepared with your name on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to hurry. We find that Jesus told the disciples in John, He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." In the middle, while I'm gone preparing, I'm sending a comforter, amen, that's going to cause you to do greater things than I did, because He's able to go with each and every one of you. Amen. Not just one at a time, but be in multiple places at once. Why? Because this is a temple. Amen. Is your temple prepared for Him? Is your temple, amen, exemplary? Amen. Is it an example to others of what it means to be saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled? We find in 1 Corinthians, He says, "But it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him." I'm here to tell you, up here at this front of this sanctuary, there is something that is prepared for you. Amen. But if you never come up and take it, you'll never receive it. Amen. It's not going to be in heaven. Why? Because you didn't lose it here on the earth. You're just fine with it being tied up. Amen. When Jesus Christ, man, hallelujah, Jesus Christ sent His disciples, He said, "Boys, there's going to be a colt, amen, and a mama that's tied up. You go up there and you untie them." I'm here to tell you, it's time for some of us to loosen the strings. It's time for us to let it go and let God move. Let Him shake us. Let Him change us. Let Him begin to take, amen, access, complete access of our lives. But if them disciples would have just went up, seen the foal, and the mama just tied there and said, "Well, there it is. You got to wait on the master of the house to come out and untie him." No. He said, "Go get him. Untie him. And bring him back." Sometimes we stand right at the edge where our blessing is tied up, where our victory is tied up, where our healing is tied up. And we stand there and look at it and wait on the pastor, preacher, or teacher to come up and show us how to untie it. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God has already moved. He's already placed inside of you, amen, a hunger and a thirst. But it's up to us to grab a hold of the cup and take a drink of it. Amen. Because I can look at it all day long and say, "Man, I'm thirsty. But unless I drink, I'll never receive it." Amen. Anybody realize that tonight there's a place? There's a nameplate up here, the front of this sanctuary, and it's got your name on it. But so many times we get discouraged because the power of God just isn't moving this morning. Oh, only a few got up and came to the front. Just didn't feel like it was my place to be there. Amen. Forgive me. This is your place. Doesn't matter if you drag your kids screaming, hollering, and whining the whole way. Get them up here under the altar, and the Holy Ghost will take over. I've seen it happen. I'll never forget. You know, Jane Holman, all them kids. There's a bunch of them. Those kids would be crying. You know what I'm talking about. Come here, sis. They'd be crying in the pew. And old mama, she'd grab them. She'd take them up to the front. And she'd bury them down under the altar. Here, get down there. If it was a girl, she'd step on a dress if she needed to. If it was a boy, she'd stand on a shoestring. And she'd let God have his way. Thank you, sis. I've not just seen it with them. I just said that because I know there's some people here that know them. Didn't slow them down. Sometimes I'm going to get in trouble, honey. You better pray. Sometimes, Brother Jason, just because we're not feeling it, we don't move. We came in the flesh. We got to get in the spirit. So sometimes we got to walk our fleshly hide up here to the front. Whether we feel like it or not, we don't have to sit in the pew, but we can come and we can sit on the altar. I tell you, there was a mama that I heard stories about that was in my grandpa's church that had 8 boys that were full of the devil and living in sin. They were on a bar stool or out in a bar somewhere doing something ungodly. That mama every night and every day when the church doors were open was found at the corner of the altar, not in her pew. I'm trying to bring back the value of the place that is prepared. She was found at the altar crying out for Joey and Jimmy and Jerry, that the Lord would arrest them on the bar stool that they're at and would drag them to the altar of salvation. She was found there before church. She was found there many times during the midst of a message, because there was all of a sudden an arrest upon her heart, and she knew that there was a place that she needed to be. Sometimes it was sitting on the altar, Brother Jason, holding on to the edge of the bench, saying, God, will you please arrest them? God, will you please save them? I'm here to tell you that there was, before that dear lady passed, every one of her boys were saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and called to preach. Because she knew that there was a place that was prepared. Oh, I just don't have the strength to stand. No, stand. Come and sit. Sit right here. I'm not going to judge you. Throw your hand up. Amen. Throw your hand down. I don't care what position you praise in, because God Almighty will look at you and He will see that there is sincerity and that there is a hunger and that there is a thirst. And when I find that Jesus sees somebody that's hungry and thirsty, they will be fed. They will have drink. They will have strength. How many of you desire better country? Abraham did. He said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. I'm looking. I'm not going to stay where I'm at because I feel His presence drawing me. Amen. I'm here to tell you, and I've heard of church services where the church left the building when the presence of God was moving and would walk around the outsides of the church. The fire department was called because they thought it was on fire. I'm here to tell you what would happen in Calvary Lighthouse Church in Chelsea, Oklahoma, if the church would leave the building, if the church would realize that there's a place with your name on it, a place that's prepared. Amen. It's got all the servants, all the drink. All we gotta do is move. I'm fixing to wrap up. 1 Thessalonians tells us that the Lord Himself shall descend. There's an appointed time for us to expire. And if we don't reach that appointed time, there is the rapture. Until that point takes place, that time that point in time transpires, our place should be found at the table of grace. Man, at the table that is prepared. At the table that is set and it is spread. Amen. It's the place where Jesus Christ, amen, I'm here to tell you that that voice, amen, is going to come out and it's going to cause all the dead to rise first. And then those that are alive, amen, and remain will be caught up. But until that day, let us be found. Man. I'm going to close with this in just a minute. There's a place that's prepared. It's got steak. Anybody here like steak? Raise your hand. All right. Anybody here like lobster? Raise your hand. Oh, man. Anybody here like shrimp? Raise your hand. How about, you know, them good old crawfish? Anybody? I ain't crawfish. I knew I'd get Brother Charles. Hey, I got a couple up here. Anybody like crab legs? I know that lady right there don't like them. Don't ever give them to her. Don't ever take her. I'm decent. It's her weakness. It's her kryptonite. Pork chops. I got any pork chop lovers here tonight? Now, I know this is going to hit all the home bases right here. Does anybody like dessert of any kind? It don't matter if it's a pop, that's a dessert, anything sweet. Let me tell you, there's a place that's prepared. And it's set. And it's ready. All it takes is us moving, peeling off the roof of our hearts, because the windows of heaven are already open. The moment that we activate our worship, windows of heaven open. Oh, I just don't feel like I can worship. If you just step out of the flesh and get into the spirit, the windows of heaven open. You're feeling a little lost. You're feeling a little undone. How about you worship? Because I find in the Word of God multiple times that there were those that weren't saved, Brother Jason. But what are they found doing when they run to Christ? They run to Christ and they worship Him. And He turns to them and says, hey, sins be forgiven you. Boom, they're healed. They didn't come to get saved, but they got saved. And what would happen is if here at Calvary Lighthouse Church, we started having crutches and wheelchairs and all kinds of things up on the wall, because people came because of what they heard was happening in here. They just came to get a healing. And all of a sudden, because there's a place that's prepared, amen, for His children, all of a sudden salvation takes place. And there's new people in the pew. Why? Because there is a place. Amen. Psalms 23:5, verse 5 through 6 says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Who's serving us? Man, you know that old devil? He's trying to get you down all the time. That temptation. When you come to the place that's prepared for you, and you bring open up a seat, guess who the servant is? The one that's trying to be the master. Oh, you didn't get that. You've been wrestling with the flesh lately? If you come to the place that you're supposed to be, the one that's going to be serving you, that's saying, oh, would you like a helping of mashed potatoes? Would you like a helping of grace? It's that old thing, that old enemy that's trying to get you down. That old carnal man can't rule because he's got to serve. Amen. Because when the spiritual man takes possession, the carnal man is put into subjection. And when the carnal man is under subjection to the Holy Ghost, he has to do what he is told. Man, I got a lot of you that didn't even catch that. Maybe you will tonight when you go to sleep. I'm here to tell you that that He prepares a table before the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Amen. It's not just something that just sits on my head, but it's something that runs over and over and over. Surely goodness, surely mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Stand all over the building. There's a place But he's prepared. He wasn't just for this man that was laid down before Christ. He was the only one that was healed that day. But I want us to grab a hold of this. There was a life-changing experience for everyone in that building. Because if we look back at the scripture, it says we never saw such things in this man. Imagine when Jesus Christ called the feeding of the 5,000. He said, oh, hey, little boy, you went fishing, didn't you? You brought some loaves. You didn't see that. And he broke it. And he blessed it. We can never be blessed until we come to where the table is and we are broken. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Go ahead and start singing something, honey. This is the place. Right here. Right here is the place that is prepared. And it's got your name on it. Amen. There might be some of us here tonight that's been, we just don't feel like we've been getting where we need to be in the Lord. Right here is the place to be. But you've got to come and realize that He has prepared a place and that we've got to be broken before Him. Amen. That yoke, that burden you've been carrying, it can be laid down here at this place. I don't ever do this. I want everybody to bow their head, close their eyes, so Sister Lindsay continues to sing and play here. If you have something tonight that you need to bring to the table that has been prepared for you, I just want you to simply raise up your hand. Slide it right back down. Thank you for the hands tonight. I'm going to get a little more specific tonight. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost fresh and new, just raise your hand and put it back down. Simply saying, Lord, I'm making my request known. When you go to a restaurant, you place an order. I'm here to tell you tonight, there is an open buffet of the Holy Ghost of God, but we've got to surrender ourselves and be broken before Him. You need a healing. Raise your hand, put it back down. Now it's up to you to activate this. I want all of those that raise their hand, I want you to come to the front first. Whether you sit on the pew, sit on the altar, or kneel here at the front, I want you to move from your place of comfort. Come on, church. You raise your hand. I want you to move. Right here's your place. No matter what the need is. Now I want the rest of the church to start moving in behind them. Amen. I want you to find you someone that you can pray for, that you can pray over, that you can ask, Lord, that you would move. Help work the table. Help prepare the place. Help be an encouragement. Help be a strength. Because here right now, there's an answer with your name on it.